Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, baby. Jade is here, Duct Tape Dave is here, Big Homie Kodak is here. It's time for Big Facts Friday. We bike. Ooh, what's up, everybody?
Yes, sir.
Everybody feeling on this wonderful day?
Oh, possibly.
Bless.
Yeah.
Totally blessed.
Hey, we appreciate our love. Everybody supporting Big Facts Friday. They fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? They fucking with the conversations. A lot of people talking about this therapy and they can't wait for it. So we just gonna keep giving it to y'all. And we're gonna give it to y'all by starting off with the word of the day. And the word of the day is
support.
Support.
Yes.
Okay. What you wanna talk about, Jay? What's on your mind?
So in terms of support, I wanna pose a question to you guys. And my question is it possible to dick ride your friends? And when I say, is it possible to dick ride your friends, I mean,
are you make my bad, are you making support like synonymous with dick riding though? Is that why you said the word was support?
I'm making it parallel but with two different definitions.
Okay.
So basically what I'm trying to say is I'm taking myself, like, just for instance, like if I fuck with somebody or if I feel like they have the same genuine love for me that I have for them, anything that they have going on, I'm going to support it. I'm going to try to help them monetize it if they're making money off of it. I'm going to post it. I'm going to send people their way. I'm going to do like all of that. But to some other people on the outside looking in that may not understand the type of relationship that I have with the other party, they see it as I'm dick riding because I keep posting to people. I keep like talking about their product, or I keep talking about their album, or, you know what I'm saying, their clothes or whatever it is that they're trying to sell. When at the end of the day, in my mind, it's just me supporting my friends doing some free shit that doesn't take any skin off my back.
So when is the support? So what's the fine line between support and dick riding?
That's what I'm asking y'all.
I feel like the line is when you stop giving your, like, when you stop working for yourself and you start like totally dedicating everything to them. Like your whole life is damn near just to praise them and their exploits. Like you, at some point you got to get your own thing going on.
Nah, I feel like, okay, so let me backtrack too against that. My feelings on that is I feel like support is support when it's genuine. I feel like dick riding is when you're supporting some shit that you know that you really aren't invested in for an ulterior motive.
Let's give an example of support and an example of dick riding. I think that'll help us. Support okay. is posting your partner because he just dropped a project.
Some merch. Yeah. Even or
if
some
you,
shit.
You know, even yeah. if you post it 2-3 times, that's support. That's cool. Okay. What's dick riding though?
When you know that shit wet, but you see a lot of other people support it and you wanna reap the rewards that come with helping that nigga.
Or not even okay.
It's bandwagon. That ain't really
bandwagon, yeah. That ain't dick riding.
So I feel like dick riding might be when you support someone. I don't want to say support someone that you don't know, because supporting someone you don't know isn't
what's an example.
Not a bad thing.
What's an example?
An example of dick riding is
what's an example of this for everyone in here. Let's get an example of dick riding, because we kind of know what it is and we don't fuck with it. But what is it?
Dick riding is shit like if I see you, I'm just overly trying to be a part of your life.
Groupie shit.
To me.
And we don't already have an established relationship.
Yeah, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
okay, yeah.
I know you
it.
Like that.
That's
I might know of you. We might, but you ain't my partner.
Right.
Perfect. You overly, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You overly conversating me.
Right.
So if right now a fan walked in, a Big Facts fan, I also want to go this fine line between being a fan and a dick rider, and they just overdid way. There's a way for them to do way too much, and they'll be dick riding.
You can't say they dick ride because some niggas meet you and be like, "Damn, I ain't even know I was finna meet this nigga," and really genuinely fuck with you.
Yeah, that's showing love
like that.
But what are they?
Yeah,
because
on the flip side, there are some passionate fans.
Like, what do we? What did we say? Yeah, we're gonna take this picture real quick.
You just chop it up. You're a piss.
A piss.
You become
so
a piss.
Aren't dick riders.
You become a piss. I don't know.
It's a fine line between all that shit. Like
I just feel like you gotta see it to see what dick riding is. Like.
It's one of them things.
Like when you call a nigga family and y'all barely know each other, like you say, "What's up, bro?" Like shit, come kick, bro. I don't even know you like that to be kicking it with you.
I gotta jump a dick rhyme.
Go ahead, Black.
A nigga somewhere using your name to make yourself seem like he's important.
Ooh.
That's pulling dick.
What about
I'm somewhere like, shit, yeah, me and Jay were just out last night, whoop the whoop, whoop the whoop. You know what I'm saying? To make this female look at me away because I know how she look at Jade already.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you, okay.
That's pulling dick.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Mm. I agree.
Like, yep. I'm not important if I don't say your name.
Yeah.
So name droppers are definitely dick suckers.
Nah. You can't say that, because sometimes you might need the name drop to get in. I'm saying you trying to. I can't say name dropping is dick grind, but I'm saying if a motherfucker is somewhere pulling dick, like.
We just edited
the reason why. I am who I am is because I fuck with this person.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's pure D dick ride.
That's a great example.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah, you know
what
I'm saying?
But how does it work in relation to social media? So some people Man, I ain't finna post, like I ain't finna post this shit and be on all of his dick like that, but it might just be support. You could post somebody that I'm in your dick.
I don't give a fuck. I post everybody I fuck with. No, that's cool. Times.
I think that's support. But yeah, some people, I'm saying the ego.
Some people, they just be looking at, like, all right, they might say, for instance, they know Kodak and Jay, but they know, like, Kodak and Jay don't really fuck with each other. But they might see goddamn this person posting Jay shit and then see Kodak or something posting, and then, like, I don't really, knowing that he don't really fuck with her like that. Why you know what I'm saying? You deep right. You know you don't fuck with her.
Right.
You gonna post
is that shit. But ain't that just being fake? Is that part of dick riding too, being fake?
Nah, but you seeing everybody else doing. I just seen screen doing.
I see what you're saying. Okay. I see like everybody. You trying to ride the wave.
Yeah, that's like riding the wave. Mm-hmm. Riding the wave, bad wave. I don't know, man. I just, shit, like, it's so many incidents because it's a thin line. It's some shit, really, you can't even put a zap on until you see it.
Yeah. So
because it's like, a nigga could be coming from a genuine place, fucking with a nigga, and coming from a genuine place to where I really do fuck with this nigga. Like, I wholeheartedly, because you don't know. Some artists do something to niggas or women or whoever that you don't know what it made them folks do in their mind, in their life.
Some people hold, they just that important to it.
You can inspire, inspire a person so much that when they see, they overly praise you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you feel like this nigga on my dick.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't know what you did for me. Right. I don't know what I did for you.
Right. That's facts.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's facts.
Right.
But you see nigga doing that shit to everybody, you're a dick rider.
Dick riding.
Hey, every time I see you in a nigga face pulling dick, that's what you is.
Mm-hmm. So it's a phrase, shouts to MLK, but it's a phrase, dick riding is not a form of transportation, right? But a lot of dick riders be getting there.
Getting around.
They be getting around. We not advocating dick riding on Big Fish by far.
Hey, water shot. I don't. You want a water.
It's like
either one.
Wigglers, dick riders, you know what I'm saying?
Always, weenie whackers, they're all the same shit.
I always just look at like shit. Just imagine if I did music. I've been doing music for like shit 5-6 years. Don't know how to be fucking with my shit. But then soon I get hot, then now here it is. All these motherfuckers who been around and who been around, like, knowing I don't really fuck with that like that. Now you posting my shit, you dick round.
Nah.
Yeah. Bandwagon.
You had
to get a chance to prove yourself.
Yeah, but
some nigga might not fuck with it at first and then start fucking with it genuinely.
Yeah. Cause what if you won it 4 years ago? You just got hard.
What he said, like if it's the same songs he was playing 4 years ago, now the
another nigga. It can't be the same songs.
It could be.
He ain't making the same songs for 4 years.
Like look, feel like they ain't jumping on your shit until you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just how the world go though.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas ain't gonna fuck with you till you know what I'm saying? Niggas wanna fuck with Jay-Z till he came Jay-Z.
But look at the Kanye shit though. Like we saw that shit happen. Like he was playing that song for the people in the office. They weren't fucking with it. That's one of the hottest hip hop songs ever.
It wasn't that they weren't fucking with it. It was just like at that time it was so much other shit going on that they were doing. They were listening to it, but he wasn't a priority.
He was a producer priority. They were like, we want you not to produce, not an artist.
But it takes this shit like magic, bro. It takes certain things to make people catch on to everything, bro. That's true. It takes certain instances. Like, I can hear a song the first time and don't even really like it. But I can hear Dave playing it and tell me, like, rapping the shit to me. I'm like, damn, I'll go back and listen to it. Now I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit happens a lot.
Yeah.
Or you see it go up in the club or some shit.
Or I can see some shoes in the store and be like, them motherfuckers ugly here. But I see them on the nigga feet like, damn, I saw them business store. I ain't know they look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, because sometimes I got to see a video for a song to make me like that motherfucker.
Thank you, bro.
Or see a nigga performing that shit.
It has to be something that
triggers
personalizes it to you.
Yes.
In order for it to make sense, or in order for it to be like, okay, yeah, this is it type shit.
For sure.
So can you, what was it? Can you dick ride your friends?
No, is it possible to dick ride your friends if they're your friends and you're supporting?
We friends.
We're friends. Support. Yeah, that's like saying like a parent can dick ride their kid or something.
Unless it's a one way friendship, like you just only this person friend because they are who they are.
Yeah,
that's dick ride.
Yeah, but then it's the only thing that's like a real friendship at that point. Like
that's what I'm saying. But the dick rider could be using that as this my friend.
Yeah.
You right. not my friend. I don't know you. I just see you when I see you.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's that's dick ride. You can dick ride that friend. Because right. that ain't your friend.
Mm. You're an associate, a nigga that I walk past.
Exactly. Times. You just making it a friendship. Like a female, you fuck a bitch, now she feel like y'all go together. I don't go with you. You ain't my bitch, we just fuck.
Right.
But you, in your feeling, you feel like, you know what I'm saying?
So on
what?
I'm
a believer, if you slow stroke a woman, y'all go together.
If you slow stroke a woman, y'all go together.
Wait, the crowd got to hear that shit.
No, seriously, if you, it's different types
what?
Of fucking a girl. Like, let's
what he might, so if I kiss
you, this the way I fuck.
Because some niggas fuck every bitch like that.
So if a nigga, yeah. if a nigga kiss you in the mouth while y'all fucking, y'all go together?
Oh yeah, now that's a whole different story.
How?
That's a whole different story.
How? That would get my dick hard. That would get my dick hard.
Nah, it's like you just sealed the deal. Like that's some personal
we
shit.
Only
like,
go,
we only go.
A lot of people don't even kiss. Like for real. Like
what if I'm a nigga that just like and, what if I got a kiss fetish
at the same time? And like you looking in my face and we kissing and fucking that's at the same time. That's like that's some
Jay. What if I,
that's some whole other
Jay? What if I got a kiss fetish? I like kissing bitches.
We only go together.
You put your mouth on everybody?
No, I'm not saying me. I don't like kissing like that. I'm saying some niggas just might like kissing.
We only go together if we say we go together.
We make a mutual
otherwise,
agreement.
Otherwise, you're assuming.
Facts.
You know what happened when you assume?
No matter what I do, I can come eat your pussy, exactly. ass, your everything.
Buy 10 purses.
Fuck you raw. Right. Bitch, I'm just a nasty nigga.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I go with you.
Until we say.
You ate my ass. We go together. Who said that?
Right.
Shit. It's just women just jump into their emotion. They just feel like.
Shit, niggas do too.
Yeah, for sure. For
niggas
sure.
do too.
For sure. Coach James.
For sure. Cause
some of the
good.
Biggest and the baddest cause went
cause
down.
Because if it's good, nigga feel like.
Yeah,
see, I go with you.
Yeah,
yeah. And like you're not supposed to be fucking nobody else, and then all this old crazy shit just starts like, nah, man, that shit crazy. Just like you said, it has to be a mutual decision. Because at the end of the day, somebody's feelings gonna get hurt, and then that shit can get ugly.
Yeah. Support is support, though, to me, because I see nigga shit. I never be
back to
seen.
The topic.
Yeah, I never even seen them. But if I some shit go cross my timeline, I like, I'm gonna post it and I ain't even gotta know the nigga.
Right, me
on
too.
My story, add it, I ain't even gotta know you. You call it what you wanna call it. I like it. This is what I'm on Instagram to be entertained.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
If I don't like someone, I don't give a fuck who you is. You could be the biggest artist in the game. I'm not finna post that shit. I don't like it.
Mm.
Or you getting enough support? Why the fuck I'm gonna support the people who need my little goddamn 400,000 followers?
Yeah,
I'm gonna send it to them.
Mm. Right,
send they shit out. Like that's my part of support. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Right.
But if you support me, I'm gonna always support you back. Your shit whack or not?
Yeah.
Me too.
But do you think it's a little like epidemic of again? I say people who just try to the macho don't support because they don't want to be called a dick rider.
Yes,
they over don't
you got
try
some
to do
of the
shit.
Niggas that
they really
want
to do it.
Niggas walk up on me like, bro, I fuck. Ain't no dick riding shit in there, but I fuck with you, right. OG. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are so scared of being perceived as something like, and that really goes back to.
But I understand that because look at the topic we're talking about.
Yeah,
but it goes back to sometimes people entertain other people's ideas of them a little bit too much.
That's the first thing they say when they walk up. I ain't dick ride. I ain't no dick ride.
You think like a man getting another man name tattooed on him that he don't know is dick ride? Is that
that's
an example?
Gray.
Nah.
I say that.
It depends. It depends.
That they don't know.
So you finna get another nigga's name tattooed on you
that you don't know?
I'm talking about me. I'm saying, but you can't say whatever that guy go get Michael Jordan name on his you don't know what Michael Jordan did for him, or even any one of these artists.
Mm.
I go tell the artist name on my tattoo on my face, that shit, listening to this nigga's song stopped me from killing myself.
Mm.
And it's a lot of
so
artists.
So
this
is a hero to me. This is like 10 goddamn Michael Jackson, John Gotti, shit like that. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? How you gonna say how I feel about this person?
Mm.
Good point.
That's a good point.
Good point.
Just changed my perspective.
Yeah.
Mine too.
No, that's how it is though.
You can't like, say what you did for me for my life.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta never meet you.
I'm big fat.
Yeah.
And it don't matter the artist too, because a lot of
like a nigga go get a big fat tattoo. How he dick rhyme?
Mm.
Well, nigga shout out the song, how easy dick rhyme? I fuck with that. For real.
Mm.
It's not degrading.
That's what I'm saying. So how if I go get a nigga a face tattooed or a name tattooed on me, how that dick ride when I really do fuck with this nigga?
I didn't say it was dick ride. I said it was gray.
You can't really say that though.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, in your opinion.
Yeah.
It could be, but I just feel I'm trying to look at shit with an open mind.
Yeah. And you're a good man for that.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
shit. I'm proud of you. Thanks. No bullshit. I'm like, seriously like, proud of your growth.
Real shit. Because you never know.
Yeah.
Certain shit you be blind to. I be looking at certain shit like, how the hell a nigga do that? But I don't know what your mind state was when you thought of that and when you did.
Yeah, it's like two sides. I don't want people to feel like support. Like, you can like a nigga picture, you can shout a nigga out, you can shout another artist out that you just think hard or some shit. You know what I mean? You can show love to people that motivate them to keep going. Mm-hmm. That's not dick riding.
On the other
side of it, it's like there is a way to do some of that shit or certain shit and it don't be honorable and it's dick riding, like Bank is saying. Like, if it ain't honorable or you trying to, like, I guess clout. Is clout dick riding?
Yeah. Clout chasing?
Clout chasing?
Hell yeah! Yes.
How?
You
can
clout chasing. Yeah.
How?
Dick riding is basically like, if you know, you only fucking with...
I thought clout chasing... Else was. I thought clout... I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm sorry. But I would think that clout chasing would be the opposite of dick riding.
But he just said, like, using somebody else's name for gain.
Because you may really like that nigga, but you know the only way you can get is a clout acknowledged is disrespecting him.
But that's not dick riding, though.
It's dick riding if
a nigga got a phone in the club in the section and doing like this, trying to catch a picture with you ain't looking. What is that?
Cloud chasing.
Cloud chasing.
Okay. Is that dick riding?
It can be if you know you genuinely don't fuck with that person.
That's
dick riding is if, like, I know I don't fuck with Scream on no level. I know I don't like Scream, but Bang, Jay, everybody else in this room likes Scream. I'm dick riding by now. All of a sudden, I'm posting Scream. I know I don't like this man. But all of a sudden, because everybody around me, my peers, like this man. All of a sudden, I'm acting like I like him.
You the biggest fan in the world.
Man, we cool now. You big bro now. Knowing that I talk shit about you today.
You buddy.
That's dick riding. Or when I see you, I'm like, hey, let's get a pic now. Knowing that I don't fuck with you if you wasn't in your position.
Do you take pictures with rappers you don't listen to?
Huh. I don't really take pictures with rappers, period. But if it's some off guard shit like that my camera guy catches or whatever, or if it's like in the moment, but like some posing shit
posing.
5 seconds. Hell no, I don't do that.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Oh, no, I just... Shit, you know he need to be dick riding like a motherfucker.
But a lot of niggas don't even want
to. It's hard to put. It's hard
a face
to just,
on that shit.
Yeah, it's hard to just say what dick riding is because you don't know a nigga intentions or where he coming from with what he doing.
Again, just like we said about a lot of shit on Big Facts, dick riding is situational.
Huh? Oh yeah, yeah. Because if a nigga, just think about it. A nigga would call a nigga dick ride. Just say, man, my favorite artist, right? I'm a producer, though. I just hang around this nigga studio outside all day. How does dick ride? I'm trying to get this nigga on my beat. That's consistency.
You working your move.
But a nigga be like, man, nigga all on my dick. Keep coming up here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus ego.
No, yeah. But we would say it too. We would be in the motherfucker.
Why y'all on this
dick riding that nigga out there looking for
like
goddamn
Dangalang.
Dave?
Oh, Dangalang.
Dick riding that nigga out there looking for Dave, man. Your butt out there looking for y'all. Yeah, yeah. But then nigga, right. But eventually, you never know. One of these days, he might be in a mood to do the verse.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Like they say, Khaled bought a goddamn a condo next to Jay-Z or something to get that verse in New York
or some shit like that.
He got the verse.
That's hard.
So was that dick riding?
That's persistence.
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
Persistence is
dick riding. It's dick riding, but it worked.
Persistence.
How's that dick riding?
That's not dick riding.
How's it not dick riding?
How is it?
That's not
because
dick
riding. You went out your way.
That's passion.
We was standing
that nigga was passionate
dick,
about
dick
everything.
Dick riding from the go. Kodak, you stay.
From the extreme to the extreme to make sure.
Kodak, you stay next door to Drake. How many times you gonna ask him in the hall? How many times you gonna ask him in the hall for an interview? every time you see that nigga.
Did I move next to Drake for the sole purpose of asking the nigga for an interview?
Hold on. If they told you, if you went in that apartment and you ain't really like that apartment, and they told Kodak, but you know Drake stay next door, you ain't gonna get that apartment?
Sold.
Stop it.
Yeah, I don't feel like that dick right.
Get an internship somewhere. You keep hitting somebody up. Keep hitting them up.
That's, bro, you know, we're talking about two different things. Yes, that's persistence. That is persistence. But you, when you're talking about, hey, fuck it, I'm about to change my geographical location on Earth. Persistence.
Who say he changed the
geographical?
I just got me a spot so I can bump into this nigga.
If you move out of if you get the money, you move out of Calabasas, you know what's going on. You finna run into them folks.
Yeah.
You ain't just going out there because the house nice. You can get a nice house anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that's dick right. I think that's hell of my
business.
That's
not dick right.
Because you got the verse.
Yeah.
Nigga, but it's all, I got it with you and your wife.
Again, it is. It's,
and you just standing with me at my stuff.
Extra.
Yeah. Right.
And I just made the money back for whatever I spent on this.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's perspective. It's different perspective.
Don't you know all you got to do to get a verse from this nigga? How much a verse would cost?
But if I'm Khaled,
how long you got to wait to get it cleared and all kind of shit?
If I'm Khaled, I don't care if a nigga do call it dick riding because a nigga going to hate on the shit anyway. I might as well do it.
I don't feel like that situation is not honorable though. I think it come back to being honorable and not honorable.
I'm not saying it's not honorable. I'm just saying I'm honorable. What I'm saying for me is just, we talking about dick riding shit. You use dick riding.
Nah, I don't feel like that. I feel like cause I can tell what kind of nigga he's on some. What's up with the bird today?
Right.
I see you like, you fucking with me?
Right.
Let me know when you're ready. You know I should
Did the vocals come in?
Let me know you're ready. All you gotta do is knock on my door.
Vocals in?
Nah, real shit. I just feel like that's
still in the meeting.
That's a nigga that just own their shit.
But look, when you accomplish, if that was your goal for trying to do that shit and you accomplish it, fuck what a nigga gotta say about it.
But if I goddamn get apartment next to you just to goddamn look at you and try to get a picture.
Be on Instagram. Yeah, right. They go that nigga bank again.
Yeah.
I'm next
that's
to bank.
That's what you is. I'm doing this shit for the sole purpose of a business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have all the biggest artists on my shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My shit ain't solidified until I get the biggest.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. Intention do play a major role in that because if you just trying to do some clout shit like nigga get some pictures and shit, you know, you bullshit. But no, if you're on some business. Yeah, nigga, I'm trying to get this Jay-Z verse.
Exactly. I did what it took.
Do what it take.
Persistence, support, all those types
of
words.
Them niggas who walked to get them cheesecakes on and making the band, they were dick riding?
They were doing their job. That was their job.
That was not
their job. I'm trying to
think.
Bro,
was
their job. That was their job. But nigga, let's see how much you want this shit. What's your sacrifice for your dream?
How hungry you are.
You can quit.
That was a lesson.
You can quit your job.
That was a lesson. So you're going to take this some kind of way and let this fuck up your whole opportunity.
You know what? I got a better example. Because shit, I remember when I in 2017, I first started fucking with Scream. I used to take the Uber because I didn't have my car back then. I used to Uber every day just to be in the building with Hood Rich Radio. Shit worked. But a lot of niggas would say that. But I don't, you know, that's niggas' opinion. It worked at the end of the day. The plan worked.
Bro, you got to show niggas you willing to do what it takes
for
your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And a nigga ain't going to see that in one time or two times seeing you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a big fact.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing about the making the band shit. I feel like, shit, whoever don't, let's see. Let's see who really want this shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's people used to pass out flyers in the rain and shit. They executives.
Facts.
No, sure.
Facts.
Andre Harrell.
And I think facts. Honestly, this sidebar, I think some people need that shit to build character. A lot of people get in the situation.
That's just like,
I think a nigga thinking that he dick riding holds him back.
That's what I was getting at.
Your ego will get that's in the way of your success.
That's what I was
your
getting
Your ego
at.
Definitely get in the way of your success.
Because that's just like going back to what you said about passing out flyers in the rain and becoming an executive. You can't own a McDonald's if you never flip French fries.
That's true. You got to have some work experience when it comes to.
You got to know how to do all of that shit, how to fix the ice cream machine, how to do everything if you want your business to be successful. You can't just. I mean, it's possible to come in and just like own some shit, but it's not gonna be the same.
Mm-hmm. So do you think people now, like nowadays in the industry, are like entitled? Because a lot of niggas don't go through that process. What you saying, like passing out shit, like there's no hand-to-hand flyers, niggas not passing out mixtapes no more.
I used to
niggas want to get paid to intern now.
Yeah, what are your thoughts of people working for free? Because I think interning is pretty much working.
you're not working for free, you're working for knowledge. Knowledge is priceless.
You get some shit you can't buy.
You can't buy that.
You got to pay your dues.
But what would you think of average?
What about the people making whatever their hourly wages is? They never talk to the CEO, the boss, nothing. They don't know. They're going to be working forever.
But if I'm interning, if I'm interning for a certain some shit that's big enough for me to get in, I ain't going to make no contacts while I'm interning. I'm gonna just be interning with my mouth closed.
Because people be so they too focused on the check. They're like, hey, you gotta pay me to learn this shit. Nigga, what? That shit don't even make sense. I gotta pay you to learn.
Yeah, but then you also gotta talk about the people that when they do have interns, they take advantage of those interns and they run up the dumb shit. Like they're there to intern for certain things, but you just gotta do it shit that don't progress the career at all.
Even while you're doing certain things, you still got to be making connections. Because if you telling me, because I used to do this shit. When you telling me to go get water, all right, I'm going to be in the hall getting water. I'm talking to the program director while I'm down there.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Because I did that.
You create your own destiny more than you know. You know what I'm saying? You create your own destiny. A hustler gonna figure it out regardless. Mm-hmm. So you go intern. Some people look at the intern like, I know where I'm going.
I feel like if you get an internship from somebody that is worth getting an internship for, you can goddamn eventually turn that shit into something else if you really got a goal in mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to be in some of these buildings and not get a connection if you're really in there for trying to push your career forward. It's impossible.
Or you can be an intern dick rider who just won't be around and you won't progress to nothing.
Facts.
For sure.
Yeah.
That happens every day.
All you're doing is in there taking Instagram story pictures of niggas behind their back. Look who I'm in the studio with. You a dick rider.
And that's your fault if that happens like that.
Mm-hmm. But it happens. Niggas just be in there to take pictures with celebrities. I see that shit all the time. Like, you're not really doing no work. Like, as a matter of fact, you fucking up the work trying to take this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like you gotta have some hustle. So I've seen a bunch of interns come and go. What you gonna do to stay there? Like, well, not stay there, but like progress yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if you leave that internship, if you leave a good internship position with no real progress in your career, it was on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've progressed in the industry, but shit, it's still some people who I would work with for free, like just to get that knowledge and that experience. Cause I know I'd advance myself with it.
For sure.
Grind don't stop.
Definitely.
Grind never
stops. Absolutely
not. You know what
definitely
I'm saying?
Definitely
not. Yeah.
I don't think I'm doing that for the free Nene.
Yeah, I'm excited at all.
It's a situation where you might do a promo.
What?
It's a different... If we could go to Coachella and do a set at Coachella in front of all them folks... A podcast set, we'll probably do it.
For free.
They gonna pay for everything. We not walking.
You know, oh yeah, they get us there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's doing Coachella. Nigga, doing Coachella, y'all got me. That's not free. That's a reward.
I got you.
Right.
But what do they say? You gotta make your own way.
I ain't doing that.
That ain't free. Mm. I mean,
I don't give a damn what Chella it is. I ain't doing that. I gotta spend my money.
Right.
Hell no.
That ain't it.
Fuck.
But it might cost more to get a billboard or ads at Coachella. It might be cheaper to fly out
I'm a firm believer. If it ain't my turn, it ain't my turn.
I believe. I'm facts. With you. I'm being devil's advocate.
I'm a firm believer that if it ain't for me, it ain't for me. Like,
yeah.
Now, this shit makes sense. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get you out there. Woo, send a jet or whatever. Send mm-hmm. whatever first class flight for you and the crew. Y'all come out here and do it. Yeah, let y'all. But nigga, I'm finna struggle, stay in some little bullshit hotel, spend my money. And hell nah, nigga.
You really come now? You really dick ride?
Oh man,
you can't. It ain't dick ride. But it's again, because
niggas can't do it. Because niggas told the homies that shit.
You out here, you chasing it like to be with these folks, and you know you ain't finna get nothing out of it.
If you had Coachella, if you had Coachella,
think about this: they don't get paid for them Super Bowls. Not nothing.
Shit, they getting paid for the commercial that they did in the Super Bowl.
I'm talking about the
performance.
The performers don't get nothing.
Damn.
They don't get nothing, but they streams the next day.
Yeah. I think Mary should went up like 400%.
You know what I'm saying?
After the Super Bowl.
So.
Yeah.
You get something out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but it ain't negotiated.
Coachella, I'm just saying I ain't spending my money.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm going to leave in the red? Nah.
But if they say Bank could do the Super Bowl halftime show,
I still can't leave in the red, though, Scream.
No, you're not going to leave in the red. You might just get it on the back end.
But you got to think, when you... No, I probably would spend my money to go to Coachella, because once I let these folks know that I'm on the Coachella stage, I can wear certain merch. I'm going to get me some money.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to figure it out. Yeah. That's what I'm getting back to.
Yeah, you're going
to
get you some money out of it.
I'm going to be on Coachella, bro. On the stage.
You want me to wear your hat? $10,000.
There you go.
With this? Well, yeah.
And it's worth it, though, because niggas will see that shit. They'll spend $10,000 on they might make $100,000 off sales.
Millions. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, it's situational.
Definitely situational. But nah, listen, man, we do not advocate dick riding, but we do advocate hustling and pushing forward and doing what you got to do for yourself to become who you are supposed to become.
Yeah, you got to make the calculated risk to get where you're trying to be.
My bad. Kill ass up, bro.
Jay falls asleep. Yeah, my bad, Kodak.
Tried to dash your ass and went the wrong way.
That's what you get.
Get your ass up, man.
I'm up.
Hey, www.bigfaxpod.com. We appreciate
you. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get
that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.